This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Tuesday. Let's thank our sponsors off the bat. They are Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capshaw, Edward Jones advisor. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, plus Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com. Good morning there, by the way. Always brought to you by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz Market, Blackhawk Winery, Patton Automotive, Ellis Jewelers, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West, and Ye Old Spirit Shop. I'm Kevin Keith on this Tuesday edition of Party Line. Ken Hartman is taking off this morning for some meeting coverage. So I'll be flying solo this morning. We might have Melissa Miller. We might be blessed with her presence here in a few minutes. We're hoping so anyway. We know Melissa, of course, uber busy this time of year, as we all are, just wrapping up with the Clinton County Fair. And Melissa, her duties don't stop there. She's getting ready for the Indiana State Fair right now and all kinds of FFA stuff. So she is running around like the proverbial chicken with her head cut off on a farm, which is only appropriate with FFA. So hopefully we'll get a chance to have her here for the next 45 minutes or hour or so. On our Leading with Hope and Vision, hoping to talk with Clinton County Commissioner's President Josh Hewitts this morning, but if I'm not mistaken, that's the meeting that Ken's going to. So unless we catch Josh early before that meeting, that may or may not happen. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, we'll be talking with a representative of Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition, as they have a ton going on, as always, as we continue to open up post-COVID. And I saw the Healthy Communities crew out at the Clinton County Fair last week, and it was nice to see them. You know, they're at just about every function or festival or fair that we have in Clinton County, and they're always out there handing out cool stuff. They were even there for the grand opening of Prairie Creek Park and were handing out sunscreen along with a few other things. That was the thing about the fair last week. It was so nice to see people I hadn't seen in a year, or maybe just see them in passing, you know, at Walmart or Dollar General or Johnny V's or something. Over the last 6 months, you kind of see him and just wave, but you know, it was just good to see people and see people out and about at the fair. And you know, you always have your favorites, and so I went over to Clinton Hall a couple nights and walked around and was able to check that out and see a lot of the projects. So it was just a good time for me anyway. Let's check the Skywatch weather forecast, which is clear starting the day, and today we'll have mostly sunny skies. The Skywatch weather forecast, clear to start out, and then today, later today, mostly sunny. We're going to see a daytime high at 82, going to be clear tonight, low at 62. Tomorrow is partly cloudy in the morning, then clear skies in the afternoon with a high at 82. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 85, and Friday, some sunshine, 40% chance of rain and thunderstorms, daytime high up to 88. It's 64 now from your official weather station, WILO. Is everything okay in the world of Melissa Miller?
As long as there's sleep involved, yes.
You finally got a little of that, is that right? I saw a picture
little,
on Facebook.
Much.
You were around a fire pit.
Yeah, I lit the fire pit up and actually relaxed just a little bit.
Oh, good, okay.
So, but yeah, no.
Is everything okay on our technical end?
Yes.
I know you were checking a few things
yes.
for me. All right. Well, I wanted to get a chance because, like I said here, we're expecting Clinton County Commissioner President Josh Hewitts to give us a call on our Hope and Vision. But I know that was the meeting that Ken went to this morning, so mm-hmm. that may or may not happen. But I wanted to get your take while it was fresh in your head on the fair and the overall thoughts of it and the turnout and our Hoosier Land mm-hmm. coverage and happy with that?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, on our end, as far as the 4-H side of it and everything, we were extremely lucky with the weather, being mm-hmm. able to get shows in. We only had, you know, a couple of rain delays, nothing major. So, but I feel for the Fair Council. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had to pretty much let go of all of the grandstand attractions. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, harness racing went off. But
they got the demo derby in Saturday, too.
They did get
too.
That in, and that's always the big thing. But there was just so much stuff planned that they weren't able to have. And it's too bad because it would have been fantastic.
Yeah, I think they had to cancel the cheerleading competition.
Yep, they did.
And then also the dirt drags a night or two.
So that's
pretty tough.
Yeah.
We talked to Hillary yesterday morning here, and they seem generally overall pretty pleased with the turnout most nights again,
The weather caused issues, and we were swimming after some big rains.
Yeah.
But the drainage, I mean, when you got rain like that coming down the way it was, it's not going to drain off very...
It doesn't matter what kind of drainage you have, does it?
And honestly, I thought it, because I live out in the country where it's, you know, it can either be fast or faint. You know, faster family.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy that I had water standing everywhere. I didn't even have a yard for part of the fair.
Mm-hmm.
But the fairgrounds actually did drain off fairly well, even mm-hmm. with all that going on. I know they had to do a little bit of track repair just because it washes so bad. It kind of makes, you know, that little gully mm-hmm. in the track, and they had to repair that. But
a lot of people, I think we were talking to Jordan Brewer last week, one of the commissioners, and he was talking about people don't realize how good of drainage we actually have at the fairgrounds. It used to be worse. They've been working on that.
Oh,
and of course, when it drains off, it has to have somewhere to go. So you could have great drainage, but when it needs to go somewhere, unless that has good drainage too, it all starts to back up.
Right, and that was a lot of the issues, that there were some backups on some of the outer lying streets
mm-hmm.
because of all the water that we got. So once that freed up, then everything was gone, and you couldn't even, other than the grass lots where it just turned to mud after so many days. You know, you couldn't really tell that we had those kind of rains.
People also forget that we have a world-class horse racing track, and an all-weather track, they call it.
Yeah.
And we're actually the backup for the Indiana State Fair and some of their races and stuff. So
sure. Yeah.
We're
the training grounds for a lot of racetracks.
That's what enabled us to be able to pull it off after having that rain, you know, because it's so...
Well, and everybody kept saying, why are they out there, you know, grading the, mm-hmm. the track? Well, it was to help keep that filled in and help keep that draining off.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people don't realize that that's what it was.
And there's so much behind the scenes work that goes into that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Technically, was you pretty happy with the Hoosierland TV broadcasts?
I think we did pretty well with the live broadcast. We had one little faux pas during the Supreme Showman. We dropped the live feed for just a little bit and got it right back. But everything's recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people were panicking because we dropped the live feed. My phone starts blowing up.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it is all everything that we did was recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't lose any of that.
Right.
So you could still go back, but it dropped right when the winner was going to be announced.
Of course it did.
So I got a lot of text messages wanting to know who won and everything else. So
now, there were often times when there was a live event going on and then another event, so we went ahead and recorded those.
Right, and I will tell people right now that the quality, camera quality, isn't as high on the recorded events
because
it's not the huge, big cameras that we use.
Right, right.
What we use for that kind of stuff, because it has to be extremely compact and very mobile and being mm-hmm. able to do that, so is we literally use Sony Handycams.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we do the best what we can with what we can plug those into as
right,
far as
right. And those are pretty good.
They do pretty good. The quality of the video is not bad. The sound quality may not be quite as good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even with the little miniature boom mics that we have to that fit on those,
mm-hmm.
it's still not what you're used to. It's not what Michael does.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
with the big cameras. So, right. you know, I want everybody to keep in mind that that is not Michael Hall filming those.
Right.
We have volunteers that actually film those.
Right.
And I will guarantee that I'm not good at it. You know, I'm still
yeah.
learning how to do a lot of that stuff too.
Sure, yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, we wanted to get everything on film that
we could, yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, the stuff that we recorded, the small shows, like the poultry show and the rabbit show, the dog show,
mm-hmm.
you know, some of those things are not going to be the high quality that we have when Michael films everything. So down the road, you know, perfect world, we'll have enough camera setups to where we can do high quality everything. But right now, you know, we're working with what we have.
And,
and we just hope everybody appreciates the fact that we're trying to bring them
do
as much of the 4-H kids stuff as we can.
Yeah. Now, I hadn't talked to Michael in a couple of days. I didn't know what his plan was to upload those recorded programs before we could have those.
I actually have all the video cards with me now, and he is going to work on that this week, getting that stuff up. All the live stuff's up, edited. It all looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic job that he did with all of that. And he's going to work this weekend getting all the rest of it up. And then he and I are going, with the exception of Thursday, he and I are going to Carroll County to do the Carroll County swine show.
Yes, that's what I was getting ready to talk about.
Yeah, and I got to find out from them for sure with the heat. I don't think it'll change the timing,
mm-hmm.
but I want to make sure what time their start time is, because Michael may have to roll out of bed earlier than what he wants to.
Well, that's an early start anyway.
It is an early start. It always has been, but sometimes they start as early as 7:30. So, you know, with the heat. But I don't think the heat index is going to deem that.
I think
it'll be on regular start time.
Sunny and 84 Thursday is what
I don't think it'll be too bad. And they're going to want to get it in because we got Thursday is when we got a chance of storms coming in later on today.
Yeah, later on Thursday and then Friday for sure. So
they're going to want to get that show in and get it done. So
in years past, we've done some of that on the radio, I think, maybe. But the last couple of years, we've done TV, and that seems to work out pretty well.
Yeah, and for up there, because of, you know, we're just on the very outer edges of Wylo's reach.
Right.
And even though they love Party Line up there, and shout out to Carroll County, because I know you guys are listening,
mm-hmm.
Especially all you guys at the elevator, I know you're listening because you tell me all the time.
Good morning, folks.
But it just works out better to do the video up there.
Yeah.
And we let it stream for the whole show. You know, Michael will run some ticker tapes, and
mm-hmm.
if we get a break, we'll throw some commercials in, but he'll run the ticker tapes for the most part, and we let it go, and we try to tie into the announcers
mm-hmm.
as best we can, and the judges. They don't have quite the audio system set up that we have, of course, because, you know,
at Clinton County,
we help them get that put in. But you know, we'll do the best we can to get them all of it.
Fantastic. If you have any questions about any of our coverage or anything we did last week, or maybe even a suggestion on a way we can improve, we certainly would love to hear from you at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463 or kevin@casperradio.com. We love to listen. Again, we were going to talk to Josh Ewitz, who was scheduled this morning, but we're fortunate enough on the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading with Hope and Vision, to have Dr. Steve Tharp with us this morning. Dr. Tharp, good morning.
Good morning, and it is a beautiful day. Finally got past the rain here a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Let's start off with the Delta variant, because that's what I've been watching the last week or so. It seems like if you've not been vaccinated, you're going to be the carrier of this Delta variant, and you'll be susceptible to the COVID and coronavirus if you don't have your vaccinations, and you're almost a breeding ground of sorts, right, for this Delta variant and any other variant.
Yes, I think your analysis is very wise. The Delta variant is really a game changer, as we often say, has made a big difference. We are experiencing increasing cases all across the nation, and it's pretty much all due to the Delta variant. This is a serious problem. The variants are going to happen as long as infection continues. We've been lucky so far that the variants have all been susceptible to our vaccine. And the Delta variant also is susceptible. But the longer this goes on, the more likely we are to develop something that's not. And that will require booster vaccines if that does appear. So I'm very concerned. We are behind in our vaccines, and I think that we really need to be working hard to get there. The vaccine is the very best way stop this pandemic, no question.
That's what we've heard from both you and Rodney Wan and a couple other folks we've talked about. I know we've talked about this also, Dr. Tharp, with you and some others and here on Party Line. Is there something we can do to get more than 38% of, and that's not an exact number, but 38 to 42% is, I think, what Rodney told me is the percentage of folks vaccinated in Clinton County. Is there what can we do to get more people closer to that 70-75? That seems like a pretty daunting percentage we've got to reach.
Well, you're absolutely right, and what we've seen is that the people who have really wanted the vaccines, I think we've caught up with them, and now we need to be explaining to people why they should go ahead and get a vaccine, even if it's not something that's high on their list. None of us wants to go back to where we were last year as far as trying to control this virus. And if we do not get vaccines, we're going to be forced to go back to isolation, masks, all of the things that that nobody wants wants to have. People need to understand that we've been given a great gift in these vaccines. I think it's a little short of a miracle that we actually had the work that needed to be done before this vaccine hit. The only reason we've got a vaccine now is because work continued on developing this new kind of vaccine during a time when we didn't really need anything. And instead of taking 5 years to figure this out, we've managed to do it in less than a year. But if people don't take the vaccine, it's all for naught.
Right.
We have to get there. I honestly am starting to look at this as sort of an invasion by this pandemic, this disease. You may not be worried about it for yourself, but those around you, if you don't get too sick with it, but you spread it all around the county, there are going to be lots of people who are sick with it, and we've got to get away from that. We have to understand that we have a responsibility to the rest of the people around us to protect them,
mm-hmm.
And we can't see this. We can't tell what's happening until it's too late. We have to take the vaccine and get things under control. We now have vaccines available down to age 12, which means that many of our athletes, the extracurricular things that we all love associated with school and our kids can go on if people are vaccinated. If they're not, we may have to not have those things. So it's very important, not just for you alone, but for the health of our community and our economy, to go ahead and take the vaccine. I would love to convince people that this is the right thing to do. If you really think that the risk of taking the vaccine is greater than the risk of having the illness, then I'd like to give you a short course in statistics.
No
kidding. I mean, we're already seeing large populated areas. I mean, look at California, LA County. They've already gone back to a mandated mask wearing, and they're looking at limiting inside populations. So, you know, we're already seeing that reversal because the Delta variant is so high out there, and it's one of the bigger risks that they've got going on. It's all over the country. We haven't seen a lot of it here yet, but we're going to. It's just a matter of time. And like you said, people don't get vaccinated. Kids 12 and under, they can't get vaccinated because we don't have anything for them yet. So, common sense.
Do our part, yeah.
Common sense, they're the ones that are going to pay the price for adults not going in and getting vaccinated.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I've looked at the numbers, and my just sort of off the cuff calculation. If we don't pick up the pace of the vaccines, it's going to be 20 months before we get to an effective level of coverage in Clinton County.
That seems like a long time.
That is a very long time to be wearing masks and worrying about what's going to happen to grandma and all of the things that we have to work on. This is something we need to do. At the health department, we're looking at ways we can take the vaccine out to people so they don't have to come in or make appointments or do things. It's going to be imperative. We've been given a gift. There are so many countries that are out there that are just literally dying for the opportunity that we have. And when we don't accept the gift that's been given to us, shame on us.
Yeah.
Shame on us.
Dr. Tharp?
Yeah,
I'm just going to say thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, and stay healthy, and think about what you can do, to help your neighbors and your friends and the people that you see get through this. Even if they don't completely understand it, they need to come to the realization that this is the right thing to do, and it's up to all of us. It takes not just a village, but a county to get this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Tharp. Ditto on that. Continuing on, the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision. Clinton County Commissioner's President Josh Hewitts joins us on the phone for a few minutes. Josh, thanks for the phone call.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to talk to you about a couple different things. First off, some of your thoughts on the Clinton County Fair last week. It was nice to get out and see some folks, wasn't it?
It was. It was nice that we were able to kind of get back to almost normal and have the whole fair and see everybody get to come out. You know, I think they had, despite the challenges we had with weather, it seemed to me that they had a really, really good turnout. And I think the Antique Tractor Club had over 100 tractors get brought in, and we went and checked out the 4-H projects, and there was a ton of those, and there was certainly quite a crowd on all the days that there were livestock shows and And then, you know, they capped everything off the other Saturday night with a derby, and you know, we live across the street. And I was at the fire department that night, and my wife sent me a picture that the grandstands were full.
So, oh yeah, it was packed.
Yeah, so it was good deal. So.
The one thing that's on everybody's mind right now with COVID is, you know, we've talked about having it in the rearview mirror and in a post-COVID society, but what we was talking with Dr. Tharp, this Delta variant is pretty serious, and as someone who is the top decision maker for the county, this is something we've got to take serious, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. You know, I caught the tail end of what Dr. Tharp had to say, and you know, I'm not sure anybody could have put it any better than he did when he said, you know, we've really been given a gift. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been given the key to the door to get us out of this situation, and we just need to take advantage of it. And, you know, I think he said, I think one of our meetings here about a couple, 3 weeks ago, Rodney had updated, said they had vaccinated over 16,000 people, which is, you know, roughly half the population of Clinton County. Now, that doesn't mean that that's every one of those 16,000 were from Clinton County. We had a lot of folks coming in from from other counties. But, you know, I figured early on if we could get to, we would be doing well if we got to 50% of the population in Clinton County, just because of, you know, the uncertainty that we faced early on with the vaccine, whether or not it was really a good thing or not. And I think it's overwhelmingly proven to be safe and extremely effective. I think I read the other day the CDC or somebody said that 98.2% of the hospitalizations right now are from COVID are folks who have not had the vaccine.
So I saw that too.
I don't know where you could, how you could have any more definitive proof than that. And you know, it's unfortunate. There were some, you know, early on there were some folks in leadership positions that could have had a bigger effect on whether or not people took the vaccine, and at nationally, and the national media, you know, they play a large part in affecting people's opinions, and unfortunately, you know how that stuff goes.
Sure.
Either way, I'm not advocating one way or the other
on
who your choice of nighttime entertainment is, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think we're starting to see those. There's some high profile personalities have in the recent days come around and said, hey, you know, this is something we need to take serious. This is something we need to do. You need to get vaccinated. We've seen former President Trump say that he got vaccinated. Folks need to take this serious. Right. Need to quit messing around. And so I think it's kind of, we're looking good right now, but, you know, like Dr. Tharp said, I hope we don't get complacent and have to slip back, because good Lord, nobody wants to go through that junk again.
Yeah, you'd think that'd be enough motivation for people.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's so happy now and so glad to be getting back to what I would consider, you know, about, I don't know, 90% normal. You hardly have to wear a mask anywhere around here anymore.
Right.
And, you know, if all it takes is a few more people getting vaccinated to help us secure that, then my goodness, I don't know why we wouldn't take advantage of that. So I've done it, you know. My family's done it. We're considering, you know, we've got a child at the age that could do that. So we'll see. I encourage everybody to do it. I didn't personally have any problems, but, you know, it affects everyone differently.
Yeah.
But it's nothing compared to, you know, spending a week in a hospital or being on a ventilator or anything of that sort.
Yeah, so, worse. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So
I guess as Clinton County Commissioner's President, you do watch the CDC. You're in close contact with the health department, Dr. Tharp and stuff. So this truly is something that is sort of a developing story, right? You're just keeping an eye on it and trying to make the best decisions you can, and you'll never please everyone, as you know.
No, I said that I learned that lesson a long time ago, Kevin. You'll never make everyone happy, but, buddy, let me tell you, you can sure make everybody mad.
Sure. Yeah. So, all right, well, we appreciate
We're keeping an eye on it, and I appreciate you guys having me on. Sorry I missed you the last time. I was on duty at the fire department, and I just couldn't get away from work to get on the phone for a little bit, so apologize to everybody for that, but I appreciate you having me on this morning, and you know, everything you guys are doing to help educate folks with the about the vaccines and getting the word out. So you guys have a good day.
You too, Josh. Thank you. That's Clinton County Commissioner's President Josh Hewitts. You got Kevin Keith here, Melissa Miller. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming right back. We're going to talk with Laura Archibald and Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition next on Wylo's Party Line.
When the big hand points straight up, the little hand tells the time.
On the clock, on the dot, Kevin Keith and the Party Line team.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on. WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Come on down and see Michelle at Simple Time Antiques and Primitives just off the square at 50 West Clinton Street in Frankfort. Open Monday and Tuesday by appointment. Call 765-652-2504. They have limited hours but an unlimited selection of primitives and antiques to make any room of your home more beautiful. Simple Time Antiques and Primitives open 10 to 4 every Wednesday through Saturday. Come see all the new items added weekly at Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where they remind you to surround yourself with the people and the things you love. Be listening for details of the fall gathering coming up in August.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.